Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 97. I'm Mike Earle.
Matt Fowler.
And today is Thursday, and as usual, we will be bringing you the latest tech news and whatever else it is we feel like we should be talking about. Randy is not here this week, as you may have noticed by him not introducing himself, unless he thought he was just doing a really good impression of Matt.
He's in Texas looking for his bike in the basement at the Alamo.
Did he leave his bike there?
Somebody stole his bike there?
Okay. He's in Texas.
He's probably going to have to dance on the table for some bikers. So whenever I think of Texas now, or even most of my life, I just associate it with the short amount of time that Pee-wee Herman was there in the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what did his bike get stolen
and yeah,
put in the basement of the Alamo?
Somebody told him it was in the basement of the Alamo, and they go see Alamo, and they're like, there's no basement. He was all upset.
Where was his bike? Did he ever get it back?
His fat neighbor stole it.
Did he ever get it back?
Yeah.
Was Pee-wee Herman supposed to be a child, but he was an adult?
Kind of. It's weird. It's weird. But awesome at the same time.
Like, was his mind like you could trick him like you could trick a child?
No, he was sharp. Did all that, like, I know you are, but one of my crap. It's good stuff. But he lived on his own. He was kind of Michael Jackson-esque.
Yeah?
Yeah, like a big giant
child. Like a pervert?
Child. Well, yeah, because he did get arrested for masturbating in a porn theater.
What else would you do in a porn theater?
That's what I say, but...
It's not like George Michael, where he's just doing it in a bathroom, right?
In front of a cop.
So, I feel like we're already highly digressed at this point. So, we'll get on with the show. So, last week we talked about Facebook having an event about their home on Android, which Randy said was a Facebook phone, but it turned out it actually wasn't a Facebook phone, sort of. They're actually releasing an app called Home for Android. It'll be available on 5 phones at launch. The Nexus, or the HTC One, which isn't out yet, but it'll be out in the next month. The One X Plus, the Samsung Galaxy S3, the coming Samsung Galaxy S4, and the Galaxy Note 2. Basically, it's an app that essentially takes over your phone. Kind of changes the UI and makes it a Facebook phone, quote-unquote. You still have your other apps, but essentially all you're ever doing is in Facebook. And then you're, like, tapping on heads to get things done. Your notifications are coming through as Facebook feed. Overall, it was just kind of a weird concept. Like, it makes sense if you're so heavily invested in Facebook, but I feel like even though Facebook is still a huge part of all of our lives and everybody's life at this point, there's always this growing grumbling of hatred toward Facebook.
Well, because it's popular.
I talk to someone at least once a week, someone I know tells me they're quitting Facebook.
Do they actually quit, though?
No, they never do. But you know what I mean? Like, you always hear this, oh, I hate Facebook, oh, their privacy. And I think it'll lead to a lot of privacy issues later, but that's not the big issue right now.
How about you just being intelligent on Facebook? You'd be fine.
Well, right. I agree.
But yeah, I think it's also hit that point, though, where it's like, oh, my grandma's on Facebook. It's so uncool now. You get a lot of that.
Right. But at the same time, they have like a gajillion users.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real number, I think.
And so much stuff is done on Facebook now, like party invitations.
I just got invited to a grad party today, like...
Baby birth notifications, like, oh, how do you know what's going on in your... I don't want to say friends, because if they are your friends, hopefully you're hearing things from them, not just on Facebook.
Well, like, this year's my 10-year class reunion, right? And so that's all kind of being done through Facebook. Like,
yeah.
People are discussing which date works the best right now, like... Crazy stuff like that, right? Not that it's not crazy, it's my 10-year reunion, but whatever.
It's like, how do you leave Facebook and
but there's people that do it
to a lot of that.
My problem is, when I meet someone new, how do I stalk them if they're not on Facebook?
How do you stalk people that aren't new, but you just like stalking because that's who you are?
Right, but if I meet someone new and
you want to see if they're okay?
And just, I just like to see what they've been up to and make a judgment.
Who is this person?
Yeah. You know, even sometimes, like, at work, I have to deal with people, and then I'm like, I wonder if they're on Facebook, and I'll look them up. And then I'm like, is that weird? Some people might think so.
But I think this is better than doing their own phone.
Yeah. And then they did have HTC First, it's called, which is an Android phone. And they didn't fork Android. They just basically put a skin over it, much like HTC puts Sense over the top. Samsung has TouchWiz that they put over the top of the stock Android. Facebook's essentially just putting a Facebook skin on it. But the First is a little more integrated than the other ones will be. You'll be able to get all your notifications through your Facebook. I don't know, it's kind of weird. And then they had this thing called Chat Heads, which was a little picture of the head, and that's how you chat. And they were doing an iMessage type thing where it was doing both SMS and messaging in the same place. I don't know. It seemed like a cool concept, but I don't think it'll really take off, personally. But I could be wrong. Although we talked over and over about how we thought a Facebook phone would fail, too. So, and there's no... They have the main screen's called Cover Feed, I believe, is what they're calling it. And there's no ads yet, but they said they're coming. So, I mean, essentially, Facebook's a company and they want to make money, so they're going to find a way to monetize what you're doing. They always say we're about connections, connecting to people, not about apps, but they're a publicly traded company. They're a business, you know, like, actually I kind of wonder how their stock did after their announcement today, but I don't know. It seems cool. I've seen a few very, very short hands-ons, and they obviously said that anything, they said it's not coming to iOS, obviously, anytime soon because there's not that level of openness there for them to incorporate it.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and they said that, you know, we have a good relationship with Apple, and if we did anything, they would have to be involved. He said Google knew what we were doing, but they didn't need to be involved. And I've seen a ton of articles come out today about, will this push Google into doing something about people using their system, or will they just leave it open, or blah, blah, blah. The HTC First will come out on AT&T for $100 on contract, FYI, if you're really super into that. It's also funny they mentioned no specs on the phone. I mean, I saw the specs later, but during the conference, they didn't mention any specs.
Well, because it was all about the Facebook part.
Right. But it's just funny because it's a phone, and you know, that's how it goes. Did you see any stuff on it just besides that? Did you look at it at all? Or
not much. I'd seen, you know,
the
rumor that there was going to be a Facebook phone, and I just remember how many times it's been talked about here. And I don't know, like, I use Facebook. I like Facebook. I check it regularly. But I'm not so connected to it that it's like, you know, like, if my entire phone was built around Facebook, I think that would be weird to me. Like, I, like, just click on the little button and quick scroll through, see if there's anything I need to read, anything I want to comment on, and then boom, gone.
Right. And I feel like, in the way they have, okay, that was my other problem. So they showed Facebook as, like, you swipe to the side and see your feed. Every one of their things was a picture with a quote. How it's people put statuses, they don't always put pictures. No. How does that work? They didn't show one instance of it just being a quote or you know, like just a status without anything. And I don't know, maybe they would just put their profile picture behind it then. Maybe that's even what they did, and I don't know. But then it was like double tap to like. Like, I feel like that's dangerous. Like, how easy is it to accidentally tap twice?
My grandmother just died.
Like,
tap, tap. Like it.
Love it. Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed odd. And then, yeah, like I have so many other networks, like Twitter and Tumblr and Path and, you know, like, I don't want any of them to take over my phone. Like, I would, if anything, I would rather have Twitter take over my phone. Really. Facebook, honestly.
Well, I think Facebook makes more sense than Twitter, though.
Well, right.
I mean, because
no, I've made that argument against Randy Wook. Play the devil's advocate all the time. Like, you do events through it, you have your contacts in it, you do, you know, you can Skype, you can now make, like, on the iOS, I can make calls through the Facebook Messenger app, you know, like, you could do video calling, you could do chatting, like, messaging, air quotes. Facebook has been kind of weird lately, like, anyway, in my eyes, like, it's very, it's, like, hit this point of acceleration of it's becoming Tumblr. I don't know if you know what I mean by that, like, a lot of weird pictures and memes. Like, every other post is, oh, yeah. Like, and it's just become, like, I don't know what, at what point in time we hit this level where it just accelerated to nonstop, like it's five less, posts in a row.
It's less, like, oh, today I did this, and more of, like, random this political is what it looks, or religious that, statements with
some, that face you make when you realize Tony Romo's your dad.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's, like, everything. Like, that's all I see now, like... A little comment on a picture or a meme, and that's...
I do like that I get my daily Calvin and Hobbes on it, though. Well,
but that's different, because you follow someone specifically for that purpose, right? It's not your friends are reposting
but
pictures...
But then,
yes,
but then they repost it. Is
of blah, 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 blah.
And I'm guilty of reposting things from time to time. Like
but not... Like, literally, there's people, and I'm going to start deleting people. Like, even though I like stalking, like, it's getting to the point where it's just bothering me to no end. Where it's, like, five posts in a row of... that stuff.
Yeah.
Then it's like three people doing it, so then it's like 15 posts, and I'm like, I'm just gonna quit Facebook. That's a dirty lie.
You're gonna be one of those guys. No, you're not.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot of people, like I said, still worry about Facebook and their privacy issues, especially...
No, that's always gonna be an issue.
You store all your personal information on your phone. So, we'll see.
So, your prediction, is it going to succeed?
I think it doesn't matter either way. I don't think it'll take off to the level of anything more than it's another app on Android. And supposedly, they're going to launch updates to it every month because it's not an OS. So, it's an app. They say, you know, like they're like, it's just an app. I don't know. Like Google Plus, their app is... pretty good, but does that matter? Do I use it anymore? No. It's a cool concept. Like, even if it was available on iOS, I'd probably try it out, but I don't think I'd leave it there. Yeah. I don't mind the way Facebook is now. I mean, minus the problems I just ranted on about for 2 minutes a second ago. But other than that...
But that's less with Facebook itself and more with the people on
the
Facebook.
The user base. Yeah. So, we'll see what happens. I don't think, like I said, I don't think it'll be... And they supposedly have this Facebook thing that all these phone companies can sign up for to work together to help put it on their phones. And, like, every company ever has signed up for it, supposedly. But we'll see what happens. I don't really see Facebook going anywhere. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I don't think Facebook... Like, yeah, everyone says, well, you know, like, MySpace was there before that was Friendster. Then MySpace came, and then Facebook came and killed that. Like, what's going to come and kill, like, for a small period of time, people thought maybe Google Plus would kill Facebook, but then obviously that didn't happen.
I think it's going to be, at this point, it's going to be tough to kill.
Right. I think it's just gotten to be so big, and now that it's a like...
And it's so ingrained.
People have invested so much time and effort into it already. Like you said, yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. It's ingrained in everything.
Like, in the way that it's used nowadays... It would be hard for something to come along that has that universal appeal.
Right.
That enough people would jump ship.
Like, I think Twitter has an appeal, but I think it's just two different ballparks.
It is.
Like, I mean, but look at how much media takes to Twitter. Like, they all have Facebook, too, but, like every show, like, you see hashtags in the corners now.
Pisses me off.
Even on, like, American Idol, they have Do You Agree With The Judges polls on Twitter that are live, like. And
WWE does a ton of it.
Do they?
Yeah.
See, so it's basically every, you know what's funny? That's like the first reality TV show, right? Like, it's kind of like reality TV.
Well, like fake reality TV.
Right. Like, I mean, no
reality. I view wrestling more as like manly soap opera.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But that's what I watch when I want to watch my stories.
My stories. So yeah. But that's probably enough about Facebook, I suppose. Is there anything else I need to talk about Facebook for? Well, while we're talking about Twitter, I'm going to skip down to my Twitter cards. Like, Twitter has a huge appeal, And they recently updated their app on the iPhone and on Android and maybe on the iPad. Did you update it recently?
I think it did update.
You tell me it updates all the time anyway, but...
It does.
So they've been talking about their cards for a while and what the cards are, like tweets with ingrained pictures or little... Basically, like, links to things. But what they're doing is allowing them to open other apps directly now. So, like, someone shared a picture via Flickr, and you're a Flickr user, you can hit open in Flickr, and it'll open your Flickr app on your phone. And then you can just comment on it on Flickr as you would. Instead of, whereas before, it basically opened a browser within the Twitter app. And you're still in Twitter, but you had to sign in then and whatnot. But this way, it's actually
kind of like clicking stuff in Facebook,
where it just opens it in Facebook. And you have to, if you want to move it, you can click open in Safari. But then that's still not going to bring you anywhere unless it's an app. Then Safari automatically knows, and it opens the app. But then you're like a 3-step process, and that's annoying. So it's interesting, and a lot of people are making a really big deal about this cards thing, and they're saying, you know, they're making mobile useful, basically. But I don't know. It's interesting. I don't use a straight Twitter app, so it doesn't really affect me as much. But you use it.
For those rare moments when I tweet.
You're not hanging out on Twitter a lot.
No.
But it's... I like Twitter as a company and as a whole, so... Good for them. Samsung is... They talked before about opening pop-up stores, then it never really happened. Just like Microsoft did, but then it never really happened. But now Samsung has teamed up with Best Buy, which is silly in itself because Best Buy is going out of business. Not like they're going out of business tonight, but they're like on a sinking ship, and they keep trying to like put all these floaties around the ship, and they just keep sinking.
Well, that's what this is. It's another little buoy.
I think it's really better for Samsung than for Best Buy, but... Because they're selling Samsung products anyway. But they're making Samsung stores inside Best Buy. They've partnered with 1,400 stores. I'm sure.
Kind of in the same way that you have the little Apple section.
Well, that's what's funny is like Apple's done it for years. So, but at the same time, Samsung sells such a much broader range of items. Like you can go into any department in Best Buy and you can get a Samsung product. Like they sell washers and dryers. Yeah. I mean, refrigerators, TVs.
Which was shocking to me when I first realized that. I think my parents have a Samsung washer and dryer.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you could literally, any department you go into, I bet they make car stereos. I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure they do.
I assume so, yeah.
They make surround sound. They make, I mean, anything that's electronics they basically make. So, I wonder, I'm sure it'll be more based on the mobile because that's really where the money's at right now, especially with Best Buy also opening their mobile stores. And the fact that they're competing directly with Apple, and that's clearly where they got their inspiration and what they're trying to fight. So,
but I think for Best Buy's part, it, you know, potentially can bring more people in.
Right.
So kind of works for them to a degree.
For now.
Well, yes, but
it's still just show flooring. I mean, I would check the prices on. But what are you really going to buy? Like a phone? So then they still have their mobile department, but then I mean, you're going to go buy a tablet, a Samsung tablet? I don't think so. Nobody buys Samsung tablets. Not even Samsung people. They'd rather have the Galaxy Note 2 than the tablet, I'm pretty sure. There's no one here to defend Samsung, so it's fine. I love Samsung. Both my TVs are Samsung, like, and I used to have Samsung phones. So I don't have a problem with Samsung, really. But they're just, Did you watch Game of Thrones on Sunday?
I do not.
I'm not that far, Mike.
I don't have HBO either.
I thought you had it for, you had it for a week. You were going to catch up or something. It was free for a week.
I was thinking about catching up and then.
Then you realized, meh.
I was like, there's no way I'm getting through two seasons in like the next 4 days. So.
So we could just download it illegally, right?
Well, apparently I should because, was it the most downloaded?
Yeah.
Off the BitTorrents?
Yeah, so Open BitTorrent Tracker showed there was 163,000 people sharing a single torrent of the show, which was breaking the record of the season premiere of Heroes, which was 144. But it was downloaded more than a million times within the first day of airing.
See, like, Game of Thrones makes sense to me. Heroes seems shocking that that would have been the highest one.
It was very hyped, I think, when it came out.
But at the same time, it was network TV. So how many people don't have access to that?
But how many there was less DVRs then, maybe?
Even still, like, that seems shocking to me that that would have been the most...
No,
torrented up through that.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. You would think it would have been last season's Game of Thrones, really. Yeah. But, yeah, it's downloaded like crazy. I mean, it's a popular show, for one, and the fact that HBO's like, F you guys. Actually, the guy came out and said, you know, the torrenting, the pirating is a compliment, really. Their president or something of HBO said that this week. So that was kind of funny. I mean, it really is. Obviously, they're making good content that people are willing to... So many people are willing to... Not that it's a huge risk, because honestly, there's really not that much risk involved. Not that I'm endorsing pirating, neither does Bleed Geek. We, you know, remain... buy what you need to buy and don't steal. But it's not that big of a risk. I mean, they just finally enacted the 6-strike rule in the U.S. Like, you can get caught 6 times before the ISP will cut you off. Sure, they are the... RIAA did just finally win against that woman, and she has to pay like a gajillion dollars, but that was for
Diana. They gave her a couple of opportunities, though.
Yeah.
To take a much smaller hit.
Well, she wanted to fight it forever, though.
Well, yeah, so she rolled the dice, and she lost.
She's not ever going to pay. She's just going to claim bankruptcy and not pay it anyway.
I never had a huge amount of sympathy for her, but...
What about all those college kids in the dorms that didn't know any better?
Didn't know any better, or just... Look the other way.
When it first started, like, when Napster first came about, like, how many people knew how illegal it was? Like,
no, I mean, because Napster, then, what was the next one? LimeWire.
Kazaa.
I think it was after LimeWire.
That's maybe still around, I don't know. Just think of how stupid it was, like, especially, like, well, at college, I guess you'd have better internet, but how long people would wait, like, with dial-up, like... To trade files and stuff. Like, it was retarded for, like, a 3-minute clip of a song that was probably not even the real song because everything was stupid and mislabeled. Or, oh, check out this crazy collaboration of, like, these 18 bands and it's never real.
So it always just went for whatever the song was.
I know, I'm just saying, there's a lot of...
Yes. Yeah. Or the meow versions. Those are always great.
Yeah. But anyway... Yeah, Game of Thrones got pirated a lot, long story short.
And will continue to be so throughout the season, I'm sure.
I don't doubt it. You know... No, never mind.
So it's also one of those shows that it's... I think people don't want to fall behind for fear of spoilers because it is so popular.
Oh, right. Walking Dead, like, is the same way. Like, I had to avoid the internet every Sunday after The Walking Dead.
Even Facebook with The Walking Dead. People would be stupid with that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, guess who died tonight? Oh, we missed so-and-so. And just like, I was going to watch that tomorrow, you jerk.
Right. The same with me. Well, it's nice with HBO Go. Not that I have HBO, but I have access to HBO Go. You can actually watch it, like, after it started. You can, like, start, like, 10 minutes later. I watched it Sunday night. And then... Yeah, never mind.
That is a nice feature, though.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to wait, like, even with iTunes, like, I buy season passes to the AMC shows because I'm willing to pay for, like, I would pay for Game of Thrones season pass.
Yeah.
But they don't allow it until after the show's over and been off the air for a year. Like, AMC and most major networks do it with Apple where you can buy the pass and you can have access as soon as it's uploaded, which is usually around 2:30 at night, so if you happen to still be up, which does happen from time to time for some people, I'm sure. Then you can watch it that night, but otherwise I usually watch them the next day.
Yeah.
But it's really hard with The Walking Dead because there are so many spoilers. I'd have to avoid everything for 24 hours, as you just mentioned earlier. And the same with Game of Thrones isn't as bad for me. I guess maybe not as many people I know watch it as The Walking Dead, which seems crazier. Maybe it's just harder to get, and that's the problem.
Or they have to wait till it's already aired so that they can...
Go BitTorrent it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But... Yeah, like, it's not like it's that long of a wait, but people are, like, and I stay off Twitter altogether when it's on because unless I'm actually watching it. Because I watched, we stayed up north, and so I watched the season finale of The Walking Dead when it was on. Because there's like, there's no way I'm going to be able to avoid spoilers for this, and I'm sure something crazy is going to happen. Although it wasn't that crazy.
No, it wasn't. It was what I expected it to be, though less awesome than I was expecting it to be.
Right.
Like, I knew who was going to die.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to ask you something, but I'll wait till later, because I'm not going to do it on air. Apple had some problems in China with their warranties apparently not being handled properly. I don't know if it was according to Apple or according to China, whatever. Tim Cook apologized. Then everyone's like, oh, he's making a lot of traction in China. Like, everyone's really receptive to his apology. And then some people were like, no, you're stupid. It doesn't matter that he apologized. And really, the story's not important at all. AT&T is bringing HD voice finally to AT&T later this year when they announced the iPhone on T-Mobile. Because when they announced the iPhone 5, they said it had HD voice. But none of the carriers supported it at the time because they all suck. But T-Mobile supports it, but you have to get that. But supposedly AT&T is bringing it later, which will be nice. Because they suck. You have Sprint, right?
Sprint, yeah.
Do you get pretty good reception? Do you have any problems? Like, everyone, you know...
See, in my apartment, I don't get great reception.
Maybe because you don't play enough Spiritual Warfare.
Probably. I do need to play
some more.
Is that
what it's called?
Yes.
I said it right that time.
And when he says Spiritual Warfare, he's referring to the classic kind of bootleg NES game.
It wasn't bootlegged. It just wasn't authorized.
Non-licensed
by
NES game. Very similar to The Legend of Zelda, but instead you walk around throwing fruit at heathens. It's awesome stuff. Go look it up.
It's true. It's awesome stuff. Amazon updated its Cloud Drive app for Windows and Mac. It's very Dropbox/Google Drive-esque, where you just have a folder on your computer that constantly syncs, where before it was like just literally just a storage spot, where now it's like bringing in the other aspect of it. So will this make me trade over? Dropbox has really got me pretty nailed in because there's so many apps that take advantage of it, and they have such a robust API. Is there noise out there? Do you hear?
No, it's the refrigerator.
Oh. So, I think it'll take a lot for either Google Drive or Amazon Cloud Drive to move me from Dropbox. I saw an article after this happened that said Apple just needs to buy Dropbox right now. But supposedly they did try at some point and it didn't work out. And then in other Amazon news, in the most... I don't know what to call it. They hired, it just seems appropriate, they hired this gentleman named Charlie Kindle to work on some secret project for them, but he was very much involved in the Windows Phone. He used to work for Microsoft, and then he left Microsoft, and then he wrote a lot of scathing hate blog toward them about why they screwed everything up, kind of. We talked about it like a couple months ago, I think. Charlie Kindle, and then I thought it was funny then that his name was Kindle and he didn't work for Amazon. Well, guess what? He works for Amazon now. So I wonder what he could possibly be working on. Maybe they'll call it the Kindle phone and they'll name it after him. Sort of. Right? No?
Does Amazon need their own phone, though?
Did Facebook need their own phone?
But they don't.
Amazon makes a lot more sense than Facebook to me. Do they need their own phone? No. But why not sell them? They make tablets. It's the same thing, but you just add a voice feature. They're already using Android for their tablets. They already have the forked version there. All they have to do is make the hardware, which they make hardware for the tablets. It's like right there. They
I know that
well
it's
just do it.
That it's a tab. I guess to me, like, I still view it as the e-reader, though.
Right. Well.
Like in.
I get it. A lot of people do, I think.
Yeah.
Because the Kindle...
It's
a
misconception.
I think they shouldn't have used the Kindle name. Yeah. I think they should have called it something different. Because Kindle is automatic.
Rather than just Fire,
Kindle
yeah.
Kindle was branded so well that it's automatically associated. Like, people call Nooks Kindles because it's an e-reader, right? Like, they call e-readers Kindles,
yeah.
Just like rollerblades or Kleenex. The problem is they called it the Kindle Fire, and it's not that big of a change, and people just think, what am I going to do, read all my books on that? Why don't I just buy an iPad?
Yeah. And that's kind of been my the way I've looked at it.
Yeah. So, it's interesting, but if they make a phone, will they call it a Kindle? They probably will. Was that a smart idea? Probably not. Is it funny that the guy's named Charlie Kindle? Definitely. And speaking of cell phones, they turned 40 2 days ago, yesterday, one of the days.
That's shocking. The cellular phone is older than we are.
Motorola made the first cell phone. Is that crazy? It's funny because I don't remember what competitor was making a cell phone at the same time. And the first call they made was to their competitor. Like the first real cell phone call was made to their competitor to flaunt that they were making that they were making a call from a cell phone. So I think that's funny. 40 though, yeah, it seems crazy that like cause they didn't really get popular until like even in the late 90s. I mean, like,
no, when I graduated from high school, kids had freaking beepers.
Right. Did you know anyone with a cell phone? Anyone? Like even the box? Like they had the ones like they were like kind of like in a sling box, right? Like a
car, I think it was like phone. A business person type tool. They were starting to make the change as I graduated because I actually received one as a graduation gift.
A cell phone?
Yeah.
Never from high school?
Yeah. So that was 2000.
Yeah, when I was a senior, everyone I knew had... I graduated in 2003. So when I was a senior, everyone had cell phones except for me.
Yeah, but it was fine. You know, it's not like now where even like elementary school kids have them. And...
Do you have any kids?
No, not at preschool.
I mean, I'm just... Have you seen the movie In Good Company? Topher Grace?
No, I have not.
Randy Quaid, maybe?
Yeah, it was Randy Quaid.
Because he makes these little dinosaur cell phones for preschools. Anyway. So, yeah. Cell phones 40, which seems crazy. Like, that's a long time ago. Like GPS, though, and the internet itself. Like,
yeah.
Both of which were created by the, you know, military. For different purposes than they're used now.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy birthday, cell phone. Supposedly, according to Daring Fireball's John Gruber, who always usually has pretty good information on Apple, iOS 7 is behind schedule, and they're pulling OS X engineers off of their current version of OS X to work on it. This also happened like 2 years ago with iOS 5, so not that big of a deal. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of rumor that the iPhone 5S, although today I saw in the news that they're calling it the iPhone 6, but it's not going to happen. The iPhone 5S was going to come out in June or July this year, which is weird because although the first 3 years they did do that, then they kind of branched off that and made it in the fall. And they had WWDC, and then they announced the new iOS, but then it wouldn't release until the new phone came out in the fall. But if they release it earlier, that means they have to come out with iOS 7 earlier, which means it'll only be 9 months, which would make sense why they're behind, because normally they have the full year, and now they only have 9 months. I feel like I just rambled a little bit there, but...
A little bit. It was all good.
But, yeah, so... Supposedly, the whole iOS is also getting, like, a complete rework, because Johnny Ive took over, because the one guy got kicked out, Scott Forstall. And, like, there's a lot of people that have them on the campus, but they have these crazy screen reducers, so, like, you have to be looking straight at it to be able to see it, because it's such a massive redesign that it looks different, and they don't want people to know, and there's a lot of secrecy. Typical Apple rumors. Yeah. Speaking of Apple rumors, I'm going to skip down to my iRing. Supposedly, the new rumor behind... Well, first, the rumor is that Apple's releasing a TV, which I don't know how this rumor is new every time when it's been a constant rumor for, like, the last 3 years. But supposedly, they're launching a new TV that's going to be 60 inches, cost, like, $2,000, and you're going to have an iRing, which is how you can... Are you looking for a picture of it now?
I am.
Which is going to be how you control it via motion, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they have, like, remote controls like that.
Letter rings?
No, that are controlled by motion.
Right, but why wouldn't they just make a remote control? Okay. Or why wouldn't you use your phone then?
I don't know. And the ones I've seen have been, like, themed. Like, there's the Harry Potter wand one.
Well, that's kind of fun.
And then there's the Doctor Who sonic screwdriver one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd hope it's not true, but you never know. Or why wouldn't they just use the iWatch that's supposedly coming out, you know? Why wouldn't they just make the watch be the motion control, and why would they have an iRing, right? Seems crazy. Did you find the picture of it?
Yeah.
It looks stupid. Again, that's just a random picture, though. Yeah. Someone made it up, so. And in the final bit of news I have, there's a lot of interesting Google issues with iOS links when you Google things. Like, if you went to Google and you wanted to download Flipboard and you're on iOS and you Googled Flipboard iOS app, normally it would just, at the top, would come up with a direct link to iTunes, which would then take you out of Safari and open iTunes right into the App Store, right? And then you could just download it. But for some reason, they were all getting pushed way down in the search rankings, which, you know, then it kind of looks bad because they're clearly a competitor, but they're also supposed to be the best search engine. So how do you compete with someone? But to be the best search engine, you should still show the proper rankings, you know? So they said it was a glitch, but maybe something probably else was at hand. Then maybe they just thought they wouldn't get caught. Who knows? Take it as you will, right?
In this day and age, how are you not going to get caught?
Well, I don't understand what they could possibly have gained from it, because the people that were doing it would already obviously have iOS, and so they're searching within it. It's not like they're on Google phones searching for iOS, because that doesn't make any sense. Unless they want... Unless all the iOS rankings were coming ahead of the Google Play rankings for apps that were on both, and they were searching Flipboard app. It's a mystery. But I have no other news. Roger Ebert died. Sad day.
That he did, yes.
We had talked about that, but I realized that was technically on a different podcast.
You can tune into the Bleed Geek Movies podcast.
If you want to know how we really feel about it, bleedgeekmovies.com.
Yep. No, bleedgeek.com/movies.
Right. That too.
Or that.
Two.
No, just that.
And you can check out facebook.com/bleedgeekmovies. Or you can follow Bleed Geek on Twitter, which is @bleedgeek. Or you could like them on Facebook, which is facebook.com/bleedgeek. Or just visit the site bleedgeek.com. You could call us at 406-794-3357 or 406-79-GEEKS. Yeah. Some other stuff. Tumblr. Bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Sometimes stuff happens there. Recently, a Han Solo blaster and Legos.
Nice.
So.
I'll have to look at that.
Anyway, you can follow us individually on Twitter. I'm @Mike037.
@FowlerFF.
Or...
@BleedGeekMovies.
And Randy, even though he's in Texas trying to get his bike out of the Alamo, is @TheCrandall with 2 L's. So, yeah, that's all I got.
I have an itch to go watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
What else did you have an itch to watch?
The Neverending Story.
And what else? He-Man.
Yes. Masters of the Universe.
So go watch those three movies for next week. And thanks for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.